A Grammy award-winning songwriter with billions of streams, Carvin Hagens lives by one principle when it comes to making music.
Making sure that the music is authentically great, right? Like, don't make it into something that's not.
It's something he learned from the legend, Clive Davis.
His influence to the music industry will never be surpassed by anyone.
The news of Davis's passing at the age of 94 is sad, not just for those who mourn him, but for the music industry as a whole.
He was a hit maker and he was a star maker.
Davis is responsible for discovering and developing some of the biggest names in music.
Tony Orlando, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, of course, Whitney Houston.
It took some time.
WDAS radio personality Patty Jackson says Davis's influence transcended genres, and some of the sound came from Philadelphia.
He got a lot of inspiration from Philadelphia.
Gamble and Huff saying in a statement to Action News, quote, "We will be forever grateful for what Clive Davis has done for our music career and the impact he has had on the music business." Hagens worked with Clive Davis after the music mogul called on him to develop a song for a new artist. He learned firsthand why Davis was called the man with the golden ears.
He's breaking down the record on where he wants the changes and how he wants to change. And it was like, okay, well, I guess he's not Clive Davis for nothing.
It just shows you how talented. He had such a great musical ear, which a lot of people don't.
A lasting impact on music from a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
We're not going to see another man like Clive Davis.